Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello again, my friends. This is Mickey Desai. I am sitting in the Atlanta Women's Foundation with DeShonda. DeShonda, your title is?
Executive Vice President of Mission.
Of Mission.
Yes.
So you run the Mission side of the show for Atlanta Women's Foundation.
Exactly.
We talked about a number of different things last episode, but what does it mean to run the Mission side?
It's exciting. It allows me a lot of creativity. You know, I have an amazing Chief Executive Officer, and we have amazing board members in. Because of my background, and I've been here so long and I've been doing this work for so long, they really, really trust when I come up with, like, develop a project, or, you know, I really put a lot of sweat equity into my programs and a lot of research before I present, you know. It's important, you know, the mission is important. I want to ensure that we're funding the right organizations. I want to make sure that the organizations are effective, that they're sustainable, that if we give them a grant, their doors won't close in a year. I do all of that.
How do you do that? I mean, when you're weighing out grant proposals, do you use a rubric? Do you have any kind of metrics, or is there another means of evaluating these organizations to make sure that you're not going to spend money on an organization that will fold?
Well, what we do is, we funded probably over 300 organizations since our inception. So I know a lot of these organizations firsthand. We accept applications by invitation only. So we don't do an open call for RFPs. I do research on all of some organizations. Like, if, for example, our latest program is Breaking Barriers, Building Women's Economic Empowerment Program. Mm. We received $1 million a couple of years ago from the Coca-Cola Corporation or Coca-Cola Company. Mm-hmm. That was to launch that initiative. It was a 2-year grant, $500,000 a year. And so when I wrote that proposal to Coca-Cola, I suggested organizations that would align with what they wanted to do. Now, the focus of that particular initiative is asset building and access to higher education. Currently we have 3 grantee cohorts going right now. Our first one was promoting women and girls' mental health and well-being.
Okay.
And that was important because that was the gap in the services. Right. So we had to take care of that first before we started pushing them out the door saying find a job. We had to make sure that they were healthy.
Right.
And so we took care of that. We were surprised. This was our first year doing the whole collective impact model. We were blown away by the outcomes and just the results that came back from that. Mm-hmm. How many women we reached and just the need alone. And so mental health is a hard subject to talk about, especially in the African American community. I'm an African American woman, friends that I hang out with, family members, and, you know, I don't want to take any medication. I don't want to see a therapist. I'm going to church. I'll pray it away. Right. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I'm a Christian. I pray it about it too. But there are times when that has to be addressed. And it doesn't mean you're crazy.
No.
It means that you need help.
Exactly.
There is something, you know, and poverty is trauma. And when you've been impacted by something traumatic and it's not dealt with and you've pushed it down, it's going to come back. It's going to come back somehow, you know?
My own background's in mental health.
Yeah.
We used to say, whatever you repress will become monstrous.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I did pretty much a 1-year tour of with nonprofits, and I would ask the question, what services, if you had kind of a wish list, what service would you like to add to your program? And mental health across the board, all of the agencies across the board, mental health. Either we had organizations that were providing mental health services, but they wanted to go deeper, but they didn't have the funding. Or we had organizations that went in their clients, they needed mental health services, but they didn't have the dollars to support it. And so they would try to outsource when they could. They would try to refer if there was space available at other, you know, agencies that provided it. But, you know, it was something that they would love to have brought in-house.
Right.
And so we received $500,000 from Kaiser Permanente Foundation. And with that, we were able to launch that initiative and fund 12 organizations. And right now we're in year 4 of that initiative.
It's just amazing.
It really is.
So mental health and well-being, what were the other focus areas?
So after we were so successful with women health, with promoting women's mental health and well-being, of course, the next step was women's pathway to success. And so that is, once we got the women where they needed to be, it was, okay, now we can go to the life skills, mm-hmm. you know, the child care subsidies that are needed, so that you can go to work or go out and apply for a job, the wraparound services that you need, the housing, all of those pieces that are needed. So we launched that initiative. It's all around workforce development. And so that was the women's pathway. So it's kind of like it's kind of a tier. Let's take care of the mental health piece first, make sure they're healthy, make sure all of the clients are healthy. And then we'll add this other piece, the women's pathway to success. So right now we're funding, that's a $2.3 million initiative. It's a 5-year initiative. The first year, all of the agencies got a $30,000 grant, and then subsequently they get $50,000 a year after that. And that's over 5 years. And right now we just entered year 3 of women's pathway to success. And again, absolutely successful. We exceeded our outcomes.
Cause we're not talking about small change here. Those are significant grants.
Absolutely. They really, really are. I mean, I don't know if some of your listeners are familiar with the cliff effect, but you have women that are kind of right on the cusp. You know, some of them are getting child care subsidies, but if you get, you know, you're working, you're getting a child care subsidies where the state is helping you cover your child care expenses, and you're doing so great at work, you get a raise. And now you no longer qualify for child care subsidies.
Right.
So now you're cut off. You're in a worse position than when you started out before. So to even be put in a position where you have to turn down a raise or...
Incredible.
You know, you get to a certain level, you no longer qualify for Medicaid. There is a documentary called Waging a Living. I suggest that your viewers watch that documentary. And it just really shows this woman whose son, who had asthma, how she lost her Medicaid because she got an increase at work.
And Waging a Living.
Yeah. It's called Waging a Living. Yeah.
All right. I will definitely have to check that out myself. Yeah. So mental health and well-being.
And then we did Women's Pathway to Success.
Women's Pathway to Success.
Yes. And that's all around workforce development and the work supports that's needed, you know, to make sure that the woman can have everything she needs in place. And then third, with the Coke grant, we received $1 million from the Coca-Cola company to launch our Breaking Barriers, Building Women's Economic Empowerment Program. That's kind of the next level, you know, so we get them healthy and then we give them the life skills that they need.
Yep.
And then now we want to break barriers and build women. We want them to become homeowners. We want them to become business owners. We want them to have access, not to just informal education, but we want them to have college degrees. We fund Gwinnett Tech. We fund Clayton State. We fund Hope Incorporated. All of these women, all these groups, Europe, Atlanta, a number of these groups are making sure that women they're getting their degrees. Women at Hope Incorporated, for example, is one of our nonprofits that we fund. They partner with Gwinnett Tech. Gwinnett Tech takes care of their end of the house, and Hope Incorporated is the group that works with the mom. So if they're short on rent, that is just a barrier they don't have to deal with, where they have to say, you know, I'm going to drop out. You know, I've just hit a wall, you know? And so just to know, and I actually had an intern that I was working with from Georgia State University. She was a MSW student at Georgia State University. She was a part of the HOPE program and I had no idea.
Huh.
And right now I'm proud to say she's a licensed clinical social worker and she is doing amazing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. She's doing amazing.
So you're able to show results.
Absolutely.
How do you measure success?
Well, we work with an outside evaluator, Dr. Ayanna Buckner. She's the principal of Community Health Cooperative. Mm. We've been working with her. She actually, she kind of became a part of a team by being a volunteer. You know, she would help us on our allocations committee and she would just say, you want me to help you out with that? And let me help you out with, you know, we don't have any professional evaluator on staff. Mm. You know, my background is in philanthropy and in grant making. Evaluation is its own thing.
Yep.
So, you know, and it was important for to partner with her because we wanted to evaluate our work. We wanted to make sure that we were doing it correctly. That's important, you know. I wanted her to, you know, hold a mirror up to me. You know, I may have a bright idea, but I wanted her to always play a devil's advocate. Okay, well, did you think about this and did you think about that? That's important. So, fortunately, we work really well together, and I was thinking well, so she was pleased with I had the right ideas, so she was pleased. So I mean, she would tweak a few things, but she makes sure that we stay aligned with our goals. And she also provides technical assistance to the nonprofits.
I was going to ask.
Yes, yeah. And that's important because a lot of times we're not a very large organization. We're a team of six. You know, we have a decent sized budget, but there are organizations where the executive director is a development director, the program director, and, you know, chief fundraiser, office manager, wearing many, many hats.
Yep.
And evaluation is not their thing.
Right.
Evaluations can be very intimidating. So we provide that as a menu of services to our grantees as well. We bring them together annually for a convening. We require that they submit midterm reports and final reports. If we get a report that seems a little bit off, Dr. Buckner, she would reach out to the organization and she'll work with them directly to make sure that they are counting their numbers correctly, to make sure, she's like, this seems a little bit off. So she'll work with them directly.
So she's able to actually give a little bit more hands-on oversight.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. And they really, really appreciate it.
Yeah. You said that in the last episode that the reason you're here is to see the needle move.
Yes.
And I've been in a similar position, you know, to get the Queen Mary to turn a little
yes.
bit. That's got to feel really good.
It does. It
to
really
get to see
does.
The fruits of your labor, even if it's on a
absolutely.
Even if you're not making it all the way over.
Absolutely. I mean, again, we've been around for a long time, and we've done some amazing grant making. You know, since we became incorporated in '98, mm-hmm. we've done a lot of work around child sexual exploitation. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the big issue when I first came on board.
I see.
It was actually a misdemeanor to pimp children.
What?
Yeah. And so the Atlanta Women's Foundation, we were on the front line with a number of other amazing people to make sure that that's a felony. And
yeah.
Several men were arrested and are continuing to be arrested Good. For that. It was a misdemeanor for the men, but not for the girls, 14-year-old girls. So I actually went to court with many of the girls because they didn't have family and support, you know, while they were going through trial.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So that's how I started. I was 29 years old and I was in court with younger.
I really dropped right in.
Our founding executive director, she was extremely passionate about this work. I used to always say her passion was contagious.
Mm.
Prior to coming here, you know, there are so many isms that we experience. And sometimes we just become so accustomed to them that we don't even realize it. We just kind of overlook it. For me, I always say I'm Black first and then I'm a woman. Because that's what people see. So when I think about the isms that personally impact me personally, mm-hmm. As an African American woman, it's usually racism. It's usually racism that impacts me first.
You know? I see.
It's different in different communities.
Sure.
So for me, it's not a gender. I have, you know, had that ism as it relates to my gender. Yeah. But it's usually my race. Is what I've experienced personally.
Hmm.
I can't speak for other people, but that's usually, I'm Black first and then I'm a woman.
Sure.
Yeah. I always go to Sojourner Truth's, Ain't I a Woman speech. You know what I mean? So, you know, that speech, it really resonates to me. Ain't right. I a woman?
I can't thank you enough for making the time to do this.
Yeah.
If it's appropriate.
Yeah.
And if a listener wanted to write to you or contact you, how would you prefer they do that?
Great. They can email me at dhughes@atlantawomen.org.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. DeShonda, this has been great. Thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on the Nonprofit Snapcast. If you like this episode, please let us know. You can find all of our episodes on nonprofitsnapcast.org or download them from Apple Podcasts or any of number, you know, similar hosting entities. And if you want to join in the conversation on any of these things, please find the Nonprofit Snapcast on Facebook, where you can comment and communicate with us there. In the meantime, have a great day.
All right. Great.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.